one. Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, our awesome Wednesday midweek inspiration, motivator, author, coach, man of God, father, husband is here with us today. Oh, yes, and did I forget? World traveler, Mr. First, welcome, welcome to the show today.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me. How's everybody doing?
Oh, listen, I know that we are doing great and super, super fantastic. I tell you, this has been, how's it going your way? I know it's been a week since we had you, you were here last, and I'm sure in your world a gazillion things have happened in a week.
You know what? I've had a few more great, wonderful experiences. I'm going to share those as well. But how about yourself? How about yourself? I know that you got a lot of things going on as well.
Well, we are, you know, just continuing to help people to live their dream life. We are continuing to seek out ways to help people with their vision, help them design that, help them to really look at their, you know, deep inside them, what are their inner passions, you know, what's that thing they've always wanted to do, but for some reason didn't think they could do it, or didn't think they had the time to do it. So we are steadily working on ways to get them to overcome any obstacles that would set them back and, you know, help them set goals and just to be there to be that support. And, you know, that sometimes it's so great to have someone that can support you in what you're doing.
Amen.
And
amen.
Yes, I know you can certainly appreciate that, and some of the other people who come on the show from time to time, Coach K and Coach J, they are absolutely committed and understand that sometimes you can get a lot done just by having some support.
Correct.
That's what I've been working on, and that's been fun. And looking forward to, you know, meeting more people and sharing with them, you know, like your book says, success, how I ended up here, you know. Making this thing not a secret to people. It's not a mystery. There's no secret. Let's uncover this thing. Let's help as many people as we can achieve greatness in their life. So we want to welcome you to the show today. If it's your first time tuning in to the show, we thank you. We thank you for tuning in, and we invite you to tune in each and every weekday morning, Monday through Friday. But certainly if it's your first time tuning in on a Wednesday, you are in for a super treat, because every Wednesday what we have co-hosting the show with us is Mr. Verciel Walker, and that's whose voice you hear on the other end. Well, we welcome all of those who are here with us each and every week. Newark, New Jersey, we see that you're in the house, and we have other callers and people who dial in and listen. We have people calling all the way as far as the oceans can see, and we have California in the house and many, many others. So we are just grateful and honored that you're here. Nashville, Tennessee, so many of the cities are represented here, Mr. Walker.
All right. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, we have Atlanta dialing in on a regular basis, and also North Carolina, Ohio. So I'm telling you, we're adding up, we are racking up the city. We want this show to be heard in each and every city in the United States and around the world. We're going to start reaching out. I've been meeting a lot of people from South Africa, from West Africa, from Kenya and other places. I'm going to be encouraging those people to listen and tune into the show. Now, once we cover the motherland, there it is. It's already done.
There you go. And I'm sure you shared this along with the listeners, because I know you've been talking about in your series networking and the importance of networking. And what you're talking about can only happen when you're willing to network, when you're willing to reach out and talk to people and share your vision, and that enables them to help you rise your vision to the level in which you expect for it to be.
Yes, absolutely. Wonderful. That is so true. Again, everyone, I just want you to know that you are listening to Mr. Verciel Walker. He is an author, a speaker, a trainer, a coach. He travels around working with people who need to improve their lives, their investments in their lives, so that they can make a touchdown for their purpose and their and what it is that they are here to do. So I'm going to get out of the way, and I'm going to let him talk to you about what he wants to share with you today. It's always something that is motivating, and it's something that's uplifting. It's something that is going to inspire you. So make sure that you are paying close attention. If you can take notes, good. But we understand some people are on their jobs or they're traveling and they can't. Well, here's the beautiful thing about this radio station. You can go back and re-listen to the archive at any time. But right now I'm going to bring to you Mr. Verciel Walker. Mr. Walker, take it away.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. I hope that everyone has experienced a wonderful week this week. As always, I'm excited and glad to join you for our Wednesday morning midweek inspiration show. Many thanks to the listeners for tuning in, and to you, Coach, for allowing me to share my experiences and positive methods with you as well as the listeners. Today, I want to start off with a few updates on my book signing tour. I'll be doing a second book signing next week at Ronald Reagan National Airport there in D.C. and also the Dallas Airport in Northern Virginia. I'll keep you all posted with the exact dates and times. Also, Friday, October 22nd, from 7 to 11 a.m., I'm going to be here in New York at the JFK International Airport doing a book signing there. And during the Thanksgiving holiday, I'll be doing a book signing back home in Chicago at a company called Let's Get Poppin'. This is a gourmet popcorn shop and bakery owned by my good friends Bobby and Mr. Marsh. Part of the proceeds will go to charity supporting children there in the area. I want to say something just as a caveat to this, and I didn't intend on saying this, but the Marshes, Bobby and Mr. Marsh, are actually the individuals that allow my dream of being an entrepreneur to come to visible manifestation, to come to pass. It was a situation about 6 years ago, almost 7 years ago, after moving from the Midwest to the East Coast, that I would go back and I would bring, you know, back to my neighbors this gourmet popcorn, cheddar cheese, caramel, jalapeno, chocolate dip caramel with peanuts, all these different flavors of popcorn, because in the Midwest, that is the, you know, the capital for popcorn, and people will fight you for touching their popcorn. And a lot of my neighbors enjoyed it so much, and I kept telling them, you know what, I should open up a popcorn shop because we don't have one out here. It'll go over big. And one of my neighbors challenged me about 2 months later and told me, you know what, you keep talking about it. If you don't do it, I will. Well, I knew for a fact that he had the financial resources, but he did not have the Chicago connection. So I jumped on the phone, and I called this family, and I asked them to share with me their ingredients and their secrets for doing gourmet popcorn. It went around for about a month, and then the husband, Mr. Marsh, jumped in and was like, you know, who are you and what do you want? We don't do that. Everybody calls every day wanting to get in our business. You know, what do you think we are? You know, we won't stay in the business if we do it this way. I said, well, give me one chance. I want to come there and see you. Let's do a face-to-face meeting. I went there and met with this gentleman on a Saturday. It was almost 3 hours later when I left up out of his office, shaking hands, hugging. He'd actually given me the entire authority to sell their popcorn on the East Coast, but private labeling it under my own brand and under my own name. So I give much thanks to them for allowing my entrepreneurial dream to come true and to see that, and the guy even told me, he said, if I don't help you, you're going to do this with or without us, aren't you? I said, yes. He said, well, you know what, let me help your journey be a lot easier. And so that relationship from that point on to this point grew, and so much so I gave them acknowledgement in my book, Success, How We Ended Up Here. But that's opening doors. That's mentoring. That's sharing the knowledge and sharing the wealth on the highest level, because no one else would have probably afforded me that opportunity. So now I'm trying to get back by way of this, these book signings, by way of this blog talk radio, by way of just standing as a man who's willing to give back to those who wouldn't have come and asked or get the information. So I give much thanks and much kudos to them for allowing my entrepreneurial dream and spirit to live on beyond that point to this point today. Now, friends, what I want to do is actually share with you. It appears that I'm super busy. I'm running here, I'm going there, and I'm thankful for this momentum. But it's been a long time coming. After 6 months of writing and creating my publishing business, and then another year of building my brand and speaking engagements, the time has finally come. Today I'm recording, right after this phone call, on radio, a free 30-second commercial. Some of these opportunities that I'm talking to you about are coming within a 24-hour notice. My message today is, are you prepared for the next phase of your life? Have you yourself did enough research, preparation, laying the foundation for what's yet to come? Or what have you been doing as it relates to your dreams and following your destiny? Because dreaming and praying is easy. Preparation is the hard part. If you're not adequately prepared to build your brand, sell and market yourself, and deliver with phenomenal results, you will not be successful or sustain the success that may come your way. I know there's maybe several weeks back I asked our audience to do me a favor. I asked the listeners, I said, close your eyes and imagine what your life would look like if you took it to the next level. Now open them. And I asked, are you there yet? If not, why not? Because we make a lot of excuses, and I think oftentimes our potential is limited because of lack of preparation, lack of organization. There was a gentleman who commented to me on my Facebook page, wow, I'm glad to see that you're living your dream and you're doing what you know you want to do, because most of us never set out to do it and most of us don't do it. And I beg the difference with that gentleman, because I know a lot of people who live in their dreams. The Hope Harpers, the Chris Gardners, the Lalisa Williams, the Versie Walkers. A lot of us are trying to pursue our dreams. It's not that, for the most part. It's the preparation to have a continuum of carrying that dream. But I think the biggest part that I experience is the fact that we don't get the support. We get a lot of the attaboys. We get a lot of the, you know, oh, man, you're doing it big, or wow, whoo, I wish I could do that. Man, you know, I got your back. But oftentimes it's so far back that we don't get the support to sustain our dreams. So our laundromats are then closed. Our gourmet popcorn shops are then closed. The daycares that are adequately positioned right down the street from your home then closes because of lack of support. And I think also to add to that is the fact that many of us are scared or nervous to promote our business or market our business because, see, we don't want to look too pushy. We don't want people to, you know, shy away from us. Well, I don't think Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola feel that way because they inundate me on a regular basis on my TV station with their commercials because they want to be a reminder that they want to be top of mind the next time you make a purchase. They want you to have that brand as your brand and call it just that. That's my soda. That's my company. So I think the biggest part is the lack of support, but more importantly, the lack of promoting and marketing our business in such a way that we're not running people away, that we're not forcing and ramming down our ideas and our products down their throat. I think some of the best advertising I've ever seen is an Air Jamaica commercial. I think it comes on every year around Christmas and the New Year. The commercial is actually selling the sizzle, not the steak. The commercial actually lines you up so perfectly. If you're sitting in 27 inches of snow, it's below zero in your area. You're fighting snow, slush, and ice, and you're hating what you're experiencing. And here comes this Air Jamaica commercial. It shows a lovely beachfront. It shows a man and a woman jet skiing or sitting in beach chairs with a nice Corona as a sailboat goes by. After the commercial, there's nothing said during the time of the commercial. After the commercial, in the bottom right corner of the screen, it says, Fly Air Jamaica. What are you going to do when you see that? You're going to jump up and go online and see how much it's going to cost to get to where you just saw so you can experience what you haven't experienced. That is one of the best commercials I ever saw because it said nothing, but it rang out very loudly and clearly what the intent of that commercial was. It wanted you to now transform from where you're at currently, get out of this pain and this agony, and come live a good life. So I believe, again, we must be prepared, but also we have to market and promote ourselves in such a way that we are top of mind, that our product and services are always sought after and thought of. But also, people, we must support one another and our endeavors because we never know which friend, family members are the next Bill Gates, are the next Russell Simmons, or the next one who can lend a hand when you're in despair. And so if you understand when I say that this for me didn't just happen overnight, you kind of understand maybe the feeling if I put it in a different way. For some of you, and it's probably not my listeners here because I'm sure you guys had it okay and you didn't have to wait for what you wanted, but when I grew up, I would get someone in my family to tell me in June that they had a gift for me. So now I'm excited. I'm like, okay, where is it? Oh, you got to wait till Christmas. Wait till Christmas? I'm thinking to myself, you didn't even have to tell me then. Now, this next 6 months it's going to seem like it's going to come forever, because the anticipation and excitement of getting this gift, opening it and seeing what's inside, is killing me, because I know that it's coming, because it's been promised to me, but I have not yet received it. And that's the same way I've been feeling for this past year and a half, just like that, like this day would never come. Now I'm getting responses from radio, from TV, from distributors that 6 months ago they weren't answering my calls. They weren't responding to my emails. And you become discouraged. You become kind of defeated. You become, you know, is this for me? I'm not really sure. Should I be really doing this? It's the same way when I shared with you last week about Wednesday when I was 2 feet away from Michael Basin and didn't make the connection. The doubt started to seep in. But just 2 days later, overnight, I'm now standing face-to-face, shaking hands and sharing conversation with this same man that 2 days prior, some 500 miles, or some 300 miles away, I hadn't made that connection. It just lets me know that if you keep on with your deliberate, consistent efforts, practice makes perfect. But you got to understand, you have to be practicing perfectly. You cannot practice a flawed technique. See, for me, 6 months ago, I was not yet prepared for the opportunities that are now becoming upon me today, although I wanted them, and I wanted them desperately. But I had to hone in on some skills. I had to do things a little differently to build up that rapport, to build up that confidence, to get my footing, if you will, to be able to convey to these reporters and these booking agents and these other individuals who are now looking at me in a level of aspiration and also providing me opportunity. So I ask that everyone, please, get prepared. For those of you who follow me on Facebook, you may have noticed that I do very little posting and chatting on the site. And every now and again, I'll post something that I think is informative. I started to think and believe that maybe my friends weren't getting it. Coach, I even began to think that maybe our listeners weren't getting it. I know we share a lot of valuable information each week on these calls because we wish for the listeners to experience a healthy, happy, and prosperous life. But still, I wondered if they were getting it. You know why? To me, it took a long time for me to comprehend and understand the power that's within. And it left me to wonder, did our people know how powerful they really were? But all of that changed on last week. After I posted my most recent status update, all of my questions have been answered. That update read, "It's been said that bad things happen to good people." This is true. However, truth be told, good people overcome bad things and go on to do greater things in life. Then I went on to ask, do we have any overcomers in the house? Coach, our listeners on Facebook and our family that are following us and listening to us on the radio, they raised their hands and made sure they were accounted for. They let me know that they were fully aware that they too have the power within. This made me so proud. It let me know that all that we're doing, it is being heard, it is being seen, and it is being felt. And they understand, you know, not only the struggle, the issues and the concerns, they share in the sentiment because those people realize that, yeah, some things may have set me back. Some things happened to me in my past. They don't make me who I am in this present. And therefore, they understood that they were overcomers. They were achievers. They were more than just conquerors. That they realized, because it took me a long time to realize when the Bible says, "In my house there's many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would have told you that I was made in his likeness, in his image, and that I had dominion." I didn't understand what that meant. I didn't understand that I had the keys to the kingdom within inside of me because I always thought and felt and was even told in quite a few instances that there were outside beings, entities, and energies that were preventing me from going where I wanted. No, it's all in the mind. It's in the body. It's in the spirit. We have all the faculties within inside of us to cure whatever ailment and to change whatever our vision of who we are. Our existence is only there because we allow it to exist. We can change whatever we want. There's nothing permanent in life but death. So in between that time, you can alter and change anything you want. It's up to you. So I share these things with you and the listeners today because I was so pride felt to see that my posting meant something, did something for others, that they were willing to give back to me, because I don't know that I'm giving you what you want. I don't know that I'm sharing with these listeners and giving them what they need to hear. I'm just trying to share with them as it's being placed upon me and in my heart and in my spirit on a weekly basis. Because, see, each week is not easy getting prepared for this show. And I know how it must be for you, Coach, on a daily basis, because you want to share so much. But in what context? Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, if you could hold that, you put your finger on that point. Don't lose your place.
No problem.
Don't lose your place, because I'm only going to be on here for about a minute, then I'm going to turn it back over to you. But I just wanted to comment on what you're saying. You know, it's so true. You know, you're out here, and we're doing all this motivating and inspiring, and, you know, I know that, I remember when Jesus told his disciples, and, well, any disciple of Jesus, he said, but particularly them, he said, greater work will you do. And so how I internalize that, or the revelation that he gave me on that, is that, see, we're really in the job of building people up. Mm-hmm. When you build people up, they must go out. So what I've learned from you know, some of my other, you know, professional experiences in the field of training and educating, we don't educate people to sit up under us and just sitting there, that, you know, from all of their learning and teaching. But we're building people up so that they can go out and actually live that dream that we're inspiring and motivating you to be. So that's where my joy, for me personally, my biggest joy is when someone who was listening to the show emails me a copy of their book or sends me a copy of their business plan and say, can you go over this? You know, that's when I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
And I just, mention that to you, Mr. Walker, because that, you know, so I love having, you know, it's great, it's wonderful to have people that just want to, you know, that they're there all the time with you. But guess what? I'd rather see you up and gone, because then I know that I have made an impact on that person's life with the 8 strategies and the 10 principles and the 4 steps and all of that, you know? So go
right
ahead. I'm turning it back to you, but that's how I see it, and I thank God for that.
And that's the same thing I experienced, too, with the information or the response to that particular posting. And like I said, I do get, you know, postings just up there every now and again. I think that I can do better work or can be more beneficial with the way I dialogue on the radio and with some of the information I go back to and letting people know that I see what they're doing. And I use that a lot, I see you. And if anyone has seen the movie Avatar, that was one of the prominent statements, I see you. And that is a universal statement to me. You know, everybody, I hear you, oh, you're right, I can feel you. No, I see you. I see the spirit within. I see the man or the woman on their journey. I see your challenges and struggles, and you still stand. I see you. I'm one with you, and I understand. So you're right. It's a great feeling when our listeners, our associates, our friends, and complete strangers come up can say thank you for what you are doing and what you've done for me. It just makes you pride-filled. It's just a heartfelt salutation for greater things to come. And I don't need the attaboys, and I don't need the trophies and awards and the monetary gains on a necessary basis, but those things are nice. But just to know that you affected a change in one person's way of thinking or how they had an outlook towards their way of thinking. Because we can always change someone's mind to have them, you know, decide that they like the Colts as opposed to the Bears. But when you can give substantial evidence to the quality of that team or that management style or that organization, and people can then say, you know what, I was looking superficially. I was just on the surface. I like the color of their uniforms. You mean to tell me they do that on a regular basis? They give to that organization, and they, you know, shut down the city so that kids can run through the middle of the city, handicapped, deprived, poverty-stricken or not, and they offer these services? I never knew that. Thank you for enlightening me, and that's what I want to do here. Today I want to actually cover the 6 ways to reignite your thinking from poverty to prosperity. Again, I want to cover the 6 ways to reignite your thinking from poverty to prosperity. Many people don't understand. Success is not just some disease that you catch. It's not an accident waiting to happen. It's a mindset, a way of life, if you will. Furthermore, I need for everyone to understand success is not determined by your aptitude, but yet by your attitude, which then determines your altitude. And for those who may not understand what I just said, I'm saying that your aptitude, which is your intellect or your ability to comprehend, may not necessarily get you to the golden gate. It may not get you to that cush job. It may not get you to that sound, secure family that you're seeking. But yet your attitude will then determine your altitude, how high you will go in life. My grandmother used to always say, you know what, if somebody gives you a nickel and you don't want it, you say thank you anyway. Because if they see that you have an attitude of gratitude, the day that they have a quarter, they're going to give it to you. They're going to think of you. Today, a kid will look at you and throw their nickel back at you and tell you candy is a dollar. As opposed to say, thank you, sir. I'm going to save this money up so I can get me a candy bar next week. Then you may inquire, well, how much is a candy bar? And next time you have a dollar, you may hand it to that child because you saw the appreciation and how they value that nickel. And so we're so quick today to just throw things away and believe that our aptitude will then determine our altitude, and it's not going to happen. It was once said by a well-known speaker, in fact, by the name of Jim Rohn, that a formal education will make you a good living, but self-education will make you a fortune. Success is actually the result of hard work and determination. Put another way, success is failure that was not accepted by the believer. Think of it like this, a small child who is learning and determined to walk. They stumble, they fall down, which may seem or look like failure to some, but suddenly what may appear to happen overnight, they begin to walk. So where is the failure? I say to you there is none because what you're going to witness is actually them walking, which is success, invisible manifestation. For this child, as it will be for each and every one of you, this won't happen overnight. Whatever your dreams, your aspirations, and your desires, it won't happen overnight. It's going to take some time, but definitely hard work and determination. When it comes to success, the great majority of people would love to believe that it's just luck or that someone else is luckier than they are. It's actually a small percentage of the cases where this may be true. But for the great majority of us, this isn't and will not be the case. We won't be lucky to wind up being like Lil Wayne. We won't be lucky to be the next Obama. We have to put in hard work just as they did. They had sleepless nights where you may want to go party. They were up studying their craft where you were studying the soap operas. They were having isolated, heated debates and conversation with producers, campaign managers, and strategists that were trying to help guide their future in the direction they may have envisioned it for themselves, and they decide they want to break outside the box, and it's hard to be a lone ranger in today's society. So again, in most cases, this won't happen for us. No one wants to actually believe that the great Walter Payton, formerly of the Chicago Bears football team, it's hard to believe that this man ran suicide drills uphill in the wintertime. That was part of his practice. That was part of his routine to condition his mind and his body. No one wants to believe that great speakers such as Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins, and Les Brown read books of other people and even attend seminars to stay relevant and on top of their game. because they believe that, you know, they got it all. You know, these guys are millionaires. How do you think they're going to stay on top of it? How do you think they stay relevant? It is ironic to me that Snoop Dogg and LL Cool J are still relevant in the music industry some 20 to 25 years later when other people have been chewed up and spit out. They are honing and owning their craft. No, for most individuals, they wish to subscribe to mediocrity and the notion that these other individuals were just simply lucky, or to put it another way, that they themselves were unlucky. That's very toxic, to believe that somebody is lucky or more fortunate than you. When I just said a moment ago that you were made in his likeness and his image, and he has given you the key to the kingdom, you have dominion. You're supposed to be telling your mind what to think and not having your mind think for you. We're sometimes afraid and we give credence to other things and other people when we should be looking and investing within ourselves. See, success is a byproduct of the visible manifestation of deliberate efforts done over a period of time. That's why I try to make sure at the top of this hour that I let you know those things that I am doing, those things that are happening for me, those things that have been afforded to me. But to let you know that I'm not telling you, look what I'm doing, ha-ha. I'm saying, look what can be done. Once again, when you set your mind to what you want your reality to be. Even when this wasn't happening for me, I still had an attitude of gratitude. Even when things weren't falling and going my way, because this last 2 years have been a struggle, financially, mentally, and emotionally, very humbling. As you're trying to articulate your thoughts on a piece of paper and then have others read it and get appreciation from it, I had to put my ego away. The first set of editings weren't at all attractive. The things that, you know, were said, oh, man, you sure you want to do this? You sure this doesn't look right? I had to go back and I had to reignite. I had to reinvest in my dream and my belief that this has been placed upon me for me to move forward and get it done. Those people who are saying what they're saying, the naysayers who are communicating in the manner in which they are, God bless them, and I'll see them at the top. Now, as I said, success being a byproduct of visible manifestation of deliberate effort done over a period of time, therefore prosperity can be the tangible and or intangible result made apparent for all to see once you step out of the shadow of poverty consciousness. See, prosperity is there, but it can't live in that negative zone. It can't live in poverty. It can't live in fear. It can't live in anxiety, dismay, and despair. It wants to shine. It wants you to see all that you can see and look at it in a different light. But when you're in the shadow of the poverty consciousness, you may not be in poverty. You may have a gainful employment, meeting your bills on a regular basis, but you feel disenfranchised. You feel less than the best. You feel inadequate. And that poverty consciousness will engulf you. It would enslave you and have you working extra hours and still get the same results. It would have you having more in your pay on a regular basis but still feeling broke before the next payday. So if you can step out of the poverty consciousness, then that is the visible manifestation upon of prosperity. It will then just rise to the top because oftentimes we're smothering it. Now, you, us, we have to and must stay affixed to the goal. We cannot waver from the intended purpose or your heart's desires. You have and must be relentless in your pursuit of happiness. You have to believe in yourself, your product, your concept, and your idea first before anyone else would ever decide to believe in you. Think about this. The former basketball player Muggsy Bogues, who I believe stood all about 5'5", he had this crazy notion that he would one day play professional basketball. Moreover than that, he had another crazy notion and believed that he would one day be able to slam dunk on a 10-foot basketball rim, when the average player during that time was 6'7", 6'9". How would this be possible in this type of industry, given his height, his limitations? It was possible. Let me let you know, it happened. He did just what his heart desired to achieve, what he set out to accomplish. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, he won a few slam dunk contests back in his day. He did these things and more in spite of all the odds, simply because he had a belief system that allowed him to dream the impossible dream and enabled him to crush the naysayers and the non-believers. How many of you are going to climb that 10-foot wall? How many of you are on a journey for success? How many of you have been blessed with an opportunity to do greater and bigger things than you ever imagined, but will be defeated by the naysayers? Will you be defeated by your subconscious mind that takes you back to when you were that little boy or that little girl and your daddy walked out on you? How many of you will allow that dream to make it to the graveyard still inside of you? Because there's a lot of potential in the graveyard. We have a lot of would-be mayors, a lot of would-be public speakers, a lot of potential that had never manifested. And some of these people didn't die at 18. They died at 80 and still didn't fulfill their dream. That is a disservice to them, to their God, and to their family. Don't let it happen to you. Just like Muggsy Bowles and all the other overcomers, it took some imagination, and in fact, it took a whole lot of imagination to envision the world for themselves as no others had ever seen it. Further, it takes a lot of courage to commit to your thoughts and ideas, then make them come true. Imagination is the storehouse for all that we wish to come true, for to be true. This thing called imagination allows us, me, you, to go far beyond the boundaries and confounds of traditional and everyday standards, oftentimes placed upon us from those who actually lack imagination. You'll say you're going to do something that somebody who had never envisioned, never thought about it, never could have done it, would tell you, how are you going to do that? What makes you think that's possible? I ain't never did it. Because they lack imagination. Don't let that happen to you. Be careful when you share your dreams, but understand you have to share them, and you have to make them come true. Who would have actually imagined a world of wireless laptops? Who would have imagined there could come a time that we would be drinking bottled water and paying a premium for it? Who could have then imagined a world where we can transmit and disseminate information in the blink of an eye and have it sent hundreds of miles away and back with just one click of the mouse? Who? I know not me, but someone with a great deal of imagination. And the funny thing about it is that they didn't create or invent any of the resources. All the material resources were already here, waiting and available for anyone with the right imagination to put them in use. See, these individuals and thousands of others like them understood and realized that for every problem, seen or unseen, there is a solution. And for every solution, there is an answer. And they wanted to ensure that their ideas would be the answers that would create solutions for tomorrow's problem. And I ask you, the listeners, those who are on the call today, and those who will go back and listen to the archives, have you used your imagination today? Are you willing to dare to dream again, to reignite that vision inside of you, to reignite your thinking from poverty to prosperity? Because I know a lot of people are on a journey just like I am, just like you are, Coach. They're on a journey. And at some point in time, they got dismayed. They got derailed, sidetracked. And it may just be a moment, it may be a week, it may be just a little more time that they need to or they need to get back on track. But I want to reignite why you did what you did, why you got on that journey to begin with. And whatever the values and the principles and the thought patterns were then, they are still relevant today if you have not completed said journey. You have to get back in and own. You have to imagine. You have to dream. See, I imagined one day being on a radio show, and God bless it, here I am. I imagined one day that we would go from a half an hour to an hour, and Coach, we're at an hour. I'm imagining when you and I and others are speaking in forums and groups of people and sharing and conveying the same information on a broader scale, that too shall pass, because that's my imagination. That's the power. how dare me to dream? I know some people will feel that, but that's all I have. And that dreaming let me down yet. I'm continuing on my continuum, and I ask that you imagine today and beyond your life in a different way than ever thought of before. Your imagination must then give birth to an innovation. The innovation of Blog Talk Radio, the innovation of wireless cell phones, the innovation of being able to disseminate information over a fax machine and there other, the innovation of having voice over IP, the innovation was the birth child of imagination, and it gives way from the brain. The mind is, again, a terrible thing to waste. You must seek out ways in which to improve or to create new ideas. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. Former basketball player Sprewell didn't. What he did, he took the wheel, the rim on an automobile, and he made it spin. Given the illusion when it's sitting still that it's still moving and in motion. Rims went from being the average cost of $500 to $1,000 per rim to where he was able to sell rims for $10,000 a piece, and that did not include the tires on them. He didn't reinvent the wheel. He just came up with another creative, innovative idea that the buying public brought. So we have to come up with these new creations and these new ideas and look for ways for things to move smoother, faster, and more efficient. You must be willing to go out on a limb and share your thoughts and ideas with others. Every advancement known to man came as a result of innovation, i.e. the modern radio, flight, human cloning, the air conditioner, plastic surgery, all are a form of innovation in someone's imagination. If you can today improve on an idea that improves what you do by 10%. There are men and women who line up outside of your door to buy that product or idea. I didn't say 100%. I didn't say 50%, but 10%. If you can make somebody's day 10% better by any stretch of the imagination, the laundry owner who will go to the executive building and pick up their dry cleaning and drop it back off, that may just be a 10% improvement on that person's day, but they will pay a premium and even tip the person who comes to pick up their clothes. The car wash that's right down the street from that mall or right down the street from that school who would then go pick up the cars for the teacher or have the teacher drop the car off early enough in the morning and take them to school and clean and detail their car. It may be just a 10% improvement on their day, but they have a loyal customer for life. We have to think like this, individuals. We have to think like this, people. We have to think of ways in which to enrich others as we're trying to enrich ourselves in our own lives. Whatever your thoughts are, whatever your dreams are, you have the power within to reignite and continue on that journey at a faster pace. Take it from me. I've struggled enough for all of us. Take it from me. I know Coach Lisa struggled, had her issues and her challenges, where she prayed every night, just as I do and countless others, that no one else has to experience the setbacks, the fallout, and the discontentment that losing your dream or not having your words be heard comes with. It's a heavy price, and today we can't afford to pay it. Lastly, I want to talk. There must be a burning desire. When it comes to your quest for success, you must be relentless. You must be charged. You have to go out and get motivated. Become inspired. You have to be set on fire. These things are essential because when it comes to your pursuit to reach, create, develop, or to be a part of something greater than you ever imagined, your friends may not see the importance of you wanting to write a computer security program to detect harmful viruses. They're not going to understand it when they want to go out clubbing or when they want you to do what they want you to do. Your spouse may not agree with you and your desire to return to school to further your education because where you're at to them is okay. because that may impede on something else that they're doing or may take away from what you can do for them. I say to you, understand when these things happen, you may stand alone. You may become that lone ranger. But understand, being alone doesn't mean you're lonely. In fact, being alone will actually give you the time and the room to breathe and to further create and develop the world and life that you envision. And if you're right, see, you only have to be right one time. And if you are, you will have plenty of new people surrounding you on a daily basis who are willing and wanting to be your friend. They can come a dime a dozen. But as the song from years ago says, and I believe it was George Benson, and someone let me know if I'm wrong, but I believe George Benson had the song that said, at the top, there's room for all. It's just the bottom that's crowding y'all. And he went on to say that dreams are the wings that you can fly anytime you like. And he asked, children, hold on to your dreams. That song played at so many different weddings, played at so many different graduations. But perhaps much like me, people were reciting those songs, because I love the songs, I love the lyrics, but never fully understood the words that were coming out of my mouth until one day I dared to dream and realize this is what he's talking about. Because my dreams have taken me places that I never knew I would be. My dream on last Friday afforded me an opportunity there at Reagan National Airport and Saturday at the Mayoral Celebration and at the other events throughout the weekend that I had only imagined. Just one year before that, I was at an event in D.C. and people didn't even look my way, didn't even stop to say hello. Didn't use the concept that Coach Melissa is talking about when it comes to networking. I'm sitting there in a suit. I'm thinking I'm looking good and astute and studious. But I didn't, for some reason, appeal to the masses on that particular day. I could have been a studio executive flown in from California, but they would have never knew it. So no one took the time to invest and to interrogate. But on last Friday, when I was there in D.C., people were straining to hear what I had to say. Individuals were sidestepping other people to come and see who I was and what I had to offer. And I was very deliberate in my approach. I was very deliberate in what I want to say and how I want to say it. I had reignited my dream and my vision, and I saw the visible manifestation of those late nights, those weeks and months leading up to last Friday. And now more opportunities have been afforded to me. I'm enveloping them. I'm engulfing them. I'm accepting them. And I give thanks to the man above, and I give thanks to listeners like you and you, Coach, for allowing me, again, to share. I continuously have an attitude of gratitude. It was said years ago by Dale Carnegie that success is getting what you want. Happiness is wanting what you get. And most people don't understand that. It goes back to that nickel I told you that my grandmother said, if somebody gives it to you, be thankful, because you never know the next time they have a gift that they want to bestow upon you, and you want them to consider you first, because you are the best. There's only one us, everybody. There's only one us, and we do what we do best. There's no other body, no other person that can do what you do as good as you do it. But I want to make sure that, you know, you're closing your eyes and you're envisioning your life if you took it to the next level. You're seeing where you want to be. You're seeing how nice it would be to be listening to my phone call from the beach there in Jamaica. And if you're not there, whatever it takes to get there, you owe it to yourself. Your dream has a right to live. It has a right to go out and germinate within the universe so that other people can breathe as you breathe. Because once you have your dream come to visible manifestation, you will share it with others. And you'll find that you're not the only one who believed and felt the way you have been feeling. And by you helping them, you release the shackles and the chains off of their minds. So I say again, dream. Hold on to your dreams. Dreams, as George Benson said, are the wings that you can fly anytime you like. And with that being said, Coach, I leave the audience and you with that. Coach Lisa? Well, I'm still here, gang. I'm still here. If we can do this, then I want to share, and I know I've shared this with you guys before, but I want to give you just the six things as an acronym that I use to make sure that we're following suit with our dreams and that we're on the right track to making those dreams come true. The first acronym, if you're writing these down, is actually the letter B. B stands for believe or belief. And as I said earlier, you have to thoroughly believe in yourself, your product, your vision, your services, and your ideas, because if you don't, no one else will. The second letter in the acronyms would be A, and that letter is for achieve. Much like me, in my preparation of the last year and a half, you have to get ready to achieve that all the things that your heart desires. But I caution you, and I said this before, understand the universe is no respecter of size or time, so you must be very specific on how large or small you wish for your dream to be, because it's the universe's good job to give you all that your heart desires. The next acronym would be the letter R, and this is for receive. Open your mind and be ready to receive all the wondrous blessings and resources that will start to come your way from the universe. See, once you state a definitive goal or a purpose, the universe will begin to align you with the people or resources that will help make your wishes come true. Next is the letter O, the most important letter, in fact. O stands for organize. In order to successfully transition your mind, your thought pattern, your life from poverty to prosperity, you must become organized. Organization is the first law of nature. And without it, you have no basis or foundation to ever fulfilling your heart's desires. And it's also the first step on your journey to developing the million-dollar mind. The next letter is P. P as in Paul. P stands for preparation. This is what I've been talking about. This is what I started the top of the hour with. Preparation or preparedness is essential. It is the key that will open doors when the opportunity knocks. And as our good friend Monique says, if you stay ready, you ain't never got to get ready. Preparedness is essential, people. The next P stands for presentation. Presentation, this is critical. How you present yourself, your concept, your thoughts, and your ideas to others. What are you saying to others before you ever even open your mouth? See, I sincerely believe that if you are buttoned up in all aspects of your life, then when you show up, people will see you and already know that you're the answer. Therefore, there is no need for questions. I ask of you, I beg of you, I plead with you, family, make sure that you're the answer. Those are the six acronyms. Again, B as in boy, A-R, O, P-T, believe, achieve, receive, organize, preparation or preparedness, and then presentation. Go out there and woo them, people. Make sure the day and every other day is a fearless one.
Awesome. Mr. Walker, that was great. That was powerful. To each of you who is listening, we thank you so much for tuning in. Tune back in tomorrow for another powerful, powerful word. We're going to actually continue our discussion on networking, Mr. Walker, but that was awesome information. We encourage you to go back and listen to the archives. We are absolutely out of time, but it has been great. It has been real. Can't thank you enough, Mr. Walker. That was powerful. I'm going to go back and listen to this tape again at least two more times. This was,
all right.
Boy, you hit it today. You hit a home run and a half today. So.
All right, all right.
Enough of all that you're doing. And I'm actually going to call you later as well. Got a question.
Perfect.
As you're on your day, going your way, don't forget, we'll see you over the top.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.